Blog Talk Radio.
Attention! Army wives, fall in!
You're tuned to the Internet Talk Radio Show designed specifically for Army Wives. Our life, our family, our soldier.
Brought to you by the Army Wife Network. Interactive empowerment for Army Wives. It's Army Wife Talk Radio. Up-to-the-minute information is right here with special reports, stories, interviews, and more.
Now reporting for duty, your host, the AWN Core Team.
Well, hello out there, Army families, and welcome to Army Wife Talk Radio. We are the internet podcast designed specifically for you by our Army Wife Core Team. We are currently listening to show 460. I seriously cannot believe there's that many shows that we have done. I say that every week because it just makes me feel older. Anyhow, I've been here for every single one of them, and I'm still your host, Tara Crooks.
And I'm your guest host, Wayne Perry. Today is Monday, February 24th, 2014, and we're glad you are here to hang out with us tonight.
Shut up, you guys. There's a dude on the line. I wonder how many of our listeners just went, what?
A dude?
Very excited.
An Army
Wife
Talk
Radio? Very excited to have you
radio?
Here with me tonight. I know, right? They're probably like, what?
I am so
what?
Glad to be here. It is so awesome to hear your voice again.
Aww.
I got to tell you that.
Aw, well, I'm excited.
Even if you
do
remind me of
too.
Elvira at times.
Oh, Elvira? I don't think I've ever been called that. That's funny. But, you mean when I said good evening. That's right. I guess that could be. Well, some of our listeners probably are wondering, what the heck? There's a dude on the show. But some of them know who you are. And Wayne is a prior AWN Corps team member, and we invited him back this week because we're going to be talking about a resource that we thought only a man could really give us some insight on. So we said, hey, Wayne, actually, to be very fair, Wayne introduced us to the resource that's going to be on tonight and said you should do an interview with this guy. And I said, okay, I'll interview him, but I want to do it with you. So I want you to be there with me to interview. Will you do that? And he's like, heck yeah, I'll do that. I'm like, okay, let's do it. So I think it's going to be a lot of fun and definitely excited to hear you interact with David. So there is always a party going on every week at Army Wife Network. You guys probably already know this. If you're listening to our show every week and you listen live, then you know that we are talking in the Twitter party. And we are over at Twitter. You can follow us going over there to twitter.com/Army Wife Network, and you can search hashtag Army Wife. Or you can be cool like us and follow our chat much easier. It is easily done. My grammar people are like, what is she saying? It can be done a whole lot easier through tweet chat. And to do that, you're going to tune to blogtalkradio.com/AWTR, which you probably already are. You're going to open up tweetchat.com, and you're going to search the hashtag ArmyWife. Now, you have to authorize this app one time, hopefully if your computer remembers and has cookies. And everybody should have cookies, don't you think, Wayne?
I think so. Chocolate chip.
I mean, like chocolate
good.
Chip or sugar. Yeah. I mean, everyone should have at least
how about
two
Oreos?
Cookies in their pocket. Oreos are good too. Any kind of cookie. Should always keep a cookie in your pocket. But so anyhow, back to life. If you're over there and you go into tweet chat, log in once through your Twitter, it'll remember you. You'll see it. You'll get to follow all the tweets that have the hashtag. It automatically adds the hashtag. So it's very easy to follow along over there. And again, that hashtag is ArmyWife, and you're going to do that if you want to participate. And there's always a prize involved if we have enough people over there. And it was looking like it was kind of busy over there this evening, so hopefully we'll be able to give away some Starbucks tonight.
That would be cool. I love a Venti Caramel Macchiato upside down with whip. Just so you know. Just saying, if anybody ever runs into me on a Starbucks.
Okay. I'll have to write that down. I'm actually, what's the word? Starbucks makes me anxious. I'm sure that there are probably 100 drinks there that I would like, but I wouldn't know how to order them. I need to take like a Starbucks crash course or something.
It took me for absolute ever to figure it out. And then when they finally started repeating it back to me, I caught on. And then, now it only takes a minute.
Yeah, I think I just need to know what I like. You know, I'm not, okay, don't hurt me, but I'm not a coffee lover. So I do love Starbucks for other things. But I have to, one time I saw on Pinterest, I don't know how we got on this topic, but anyhow, one time I saw on Pinterest about like a cheat sheet where you could, and then there was a bunch of drinks that maybe you didn't know you could even order. and they had all kinds of stuff on there, like a caramel apple something or other. And I was like, oh, wow, I guess I should start looking at this kind of stuff so that way I'll know what to order. But I do like my favorite.
With me, the upside down makes it so that the caramel is put on the top when they drizzle it in instead of putting it at the bottom. Because if they put it at the bottom, then you don't get that flavor until you get that, like, sugar rush right at the end.
Yeah, so you're at the end. So they do put it on the top for my favorite. My favorite is their hot cocoa, and I like the salted caramel hot cocoa in the winter. And they always put it on the top, I guess because the salt has to stick to it. But it is good stuff. All right. Well, stay tuned. If you want to win a Starbucks gift card, we've got some to give away over there in the Twitter chat. And like I said, if there's enough people over there and we're asking questions, then we'll make sure we do that.
All right. And tonight's show is brought to you by the AWN Core Team. It's a collective group of new and seasoned Army wives and military community members on a mission to empower the journeys of those who follow. I can't read this script. The AWN Core Team is absolutely awesome. It is people who love what they do, love the spouses, and are so committed. Unless you are seeing what they do on a daily basis, you don't know. And that's who is bringing tonight's AWN AWTR. So thank you, listeners and fans, for your support, encouragement, contributions, and support of AWN. I am sorry, folks. I do not do well with scripts.
No, you did good. And plus, you know what? I think it's kind of nice sometimes for somebody to hear somebody else's. You know, when we do this every day we just do it, you know, when somebody – I always love it when a new team member comes on and says, wow, like, I didn't know you did all this. Like, yeah.
When a new team member comes on, it's like, what?
Yeah, pretty much.
Thought it was
you
so
can
much
ask
easier.
Allison or Lisa.
No.
Allison expressed herself well. She was like, I had no idea. So
Allison is awesome. I've got an awesome story about Allison that we'll have to tell another time. But yeah, if it wasn't for her, I might not have made it back from Washington, D.C. So we'll have to wait until she's on the line so she can participate in it.
That's right. We will have to let her at least have some sort of defense or something, right? So tonight, guys, tonight on AWTR, we have David Dusick, and he is the founder and executive director of Rough Cut Men, and that is the resource that we're going to be talking about tonight that we said we wanted our male insight on. You can go find David and his team over at roughcutmen.org. That's their main site, Facebook/Rough Cut Men, and Twitter/Rough Cut Men. So they're pretty easy to follow, much like AWN. We like it when they make it simple like that, don't we? Makes life a whole lot easier. But before we get to that, we have some catching up to do. I thought I would let you tell our listeners what you've been up to. I mean, we all know that you are a former AWN Core Team member, so what have you been doing since then?
Since then, we have PCS'd. It was really our first official PCS after leaving Florida. So we left Fort Riley, and we're now at Joint Base Lewis-McChord, and I absolutely love it here. It is just gorgeous. It does rain a lot, but I can look out my backyard and see the mountain every single day when it's not cloudy. So it's absolutely awesome here. But I do miss Fort Riley and the people, the community that was there. I mean, you know, you dig in a little bit, and then there's all these people you really grow relationships with, and then you got to leave. That was our first time leaving, so it was my first experience with it. But I'm glad to be where we are. I did a lot of time soul-searching, trying to figure out what I was doing, where I was going since I was part of the team, and still trying to figure out where I fit in. But right now I built a greenhouse in my backyard, and I do some wood projects in the garage once in a while, but like most things, I still procrastinate on that. Tara's laughing because procrastination is not something she enjoys. Listeners know that.
No, actually, I was laughing because you sound like my husband. He's like, well, I love to do this, but...
But, yeah, it just never happens. You know, and after taking that step away, you know, I finally decided to get back involved in things. And one of the things I did when we got out here to Fort Lewis was join the Lewis Community Spouses Club. And it's been absolutely awesome. I mean, it makes me think of what AWN is, because I'm part of the board for the club, and I just sit there and watch these ladies, because it is ladies doing it, and I'm just like, how do you do this? Your schedules are so busy, and you still do it. And that's what AWN Core Team is, back to that thing. But, you know, it's just been great coming to the Spouses Club, and they even offered us guys like a place of our own. They were offering free memberships to male military spouses and a place beneath the cottage that we have for our building, kind of like a garage, a dugout type thing for the guys. I mean, just so many things. And of course, I procrastinated, and that never happened or materialized. So that leads us to where we are today, and that is just getting by. You need to say something, Tara.
I'm listening.
Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm listening. I can't believe you didn't hear me breathing. Usually they go, Tara, we can hear you typing. Tara, we can hear you typing. I'm always in trouble for typing. And they know it's me because I type like 90 words per minute. So they're like, shut up, stop typing. But I thought maybe you can hear me breathing. No, I was just listening, and I thought that was really cool. You know, I often join spouses clubs right now where we are. There's not a spouses club, obviously, because we're off of post. But I am still in awe of all the things that a group like that can achieve. It's pretty amazing.
It's amazing.
And everybody,
the number of hours,
yeah,
the volunteer hours, man, it's just nobody sees the behind-the-scenes things that, you know, spouses like yourself and the AWN Core team and anybody who's leading a club or any of these organizations, they don't see that behind-the-scenes stuff, all the heart and passion and the hours of volunteer time. And that's the key word, volunteer. Nobody's getting paid for this stuff.
Yeah. The cool thing, though, I can say is that though they don't see that, and hopefully one day they will so they can appreciate, you know, what it takes to do all that kind of stuff, is they also miss out, though, by not participating because they miss the family. I mean, I think anybody, and especially Star lately, you know, with her retirement stuff, can say that, yeah, okay, so it was really nice to clear off my plate and not have these responsibilities to worry about anymore, but those responsibilities were worth the other part that
every
I got
minute
out of it. Yeah, yeah, exactly. And I think that that's something
absolutely
that I would really encourage people that, yes, it is a lot of work. Yes, there's a lot of stuff to do, not just here, but in any of these type of clubs and stuff, but there's so much that you can gain out of it that I think that there are several team members that maybe their job isn't their favorite job, but they would never leave this team for a minute because we're their family. So I think that's just how it works when people who have the same passions come together to work on something. So, all right, well, tonight you were talking about male military spouses, and I wanted you to kind of give us a little lead-in before I talk to you about what I've been doing, I guess. I don't have near as much cool stuff as you've been doing, but you started with Rough Cut Men. And that's actually how we got to referring them and getting them on the show and booked on the show. So didn't you do some sort of group?
Yeah, in October we put our feelers out to try to get some guys who would read David's new book together, you know, to try to kind of travel the road that we're, because it's a faith-based book based on our Christianity, we wanted to try to travel that road together because it's the thing that we believe in. You know, guys by nature, we're kind of loners and we want to do things on our own. We don't need manuals. But with the message that David's bringing and the message that I believe in, what I tried doing in previous attempts is, you know, guys need other guys. You know, we've got to have wingmen or battle buddies, wherever you want to call them, to, you know, to call us out when we need to be called out and to encourage us. I mean, it sounds weird to say hear things like that, but when you put it into practical use, it works, and a lot of guys benefit from it. So we started this online book study, and we had eight of us, male spouses, start doing it. And I don't know how much the other guys have gotten out of it, but for me, what it's done has just been absolutely incredible. And I would like to think that, you know, a couple of the other guys, just by seeing how they're opening up and communicating, that they benefited from it too. Because, you know, I mean, it's the iron sharpens iron mentality, you know. We can all learn something from other people, especially those we have so many similar things in common with. So that's where we were at with that. We're preparing to finish up the book. I think we're on chapter 22 of chapter 24 now, and the book has been awesome, and I'm really excited to hear what David has to say as we talk to him tonight.
I am really excited about that. So before we get to David and all this other good stuff, I guess I'll tell you what I'm up to. I'm traveling this week to El Paso. I go on Friday. They told me, this is what was so funny. We've been talking about me going to El Paso and all these things I was going to do this year, blah, 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 for like the last 3 or 4 weeks. The lady tells me today, oh, it's a secret that you're coming to our event. No, no, it's not. Maybe it's a secret for everyone that doesn't listen to AWN, but some of your people know I'm coming. It was pretty funny. I was just kind of like, okay. But it is a full and packed event.
There's 70,000 people that know.
It's cool. I announced it on Facebook, no problem. Actually, I don't think we've done it on Facebook yet, but we have been talking about it on the show. So I kind of giggled. I was like, but I told her that we would promote it on Facebook, you know, to fill the seats and everything, and she said that it absolutely was already full, and that and so that's one of the things we didn't want to put it on our Facebook page because then some of our fans will be upset that they couldn't register. So it is an Operation Homefront event, and it's in El Paso on Friday night. I have to get dressed up. I asked my physical therapist today because I've been hurting my ankle. I don't know if you followed that on Facebook or not, or even if I've said anything to our listeners, but I pulled my Achilles heel, or it has slight tears in it because of some bone spurs, and I don't know. I'm just old, I think, is what's happening. And I did it probably at Jazzercise or something. It wasn't like a all-of-a-sudden thing. Anyway, so I asked the physical therapist today, I'm going to go to an event on Friday night, and I have to stand for 4 hours, and I'm going to wear heels, so whatever it is you have to do, I have to wear heels on Friday. And he's like, this is not a good idea. I don't care. I'm not going to wear – I am not buying new shoes, and I'm not going to not wear heels for this dress-up event. So I'm probably –
Can you put a
like
riser on the boot?
I don't know. No, actually, they did. They told me that the orthopedic surgeon, he put me in the boot, and then they took me back out of the boot because what the issue was putting weight on my foot, not necessarily holding it still. And the more still that it was held in there, it was having complications, and it was cramping up funky and not getting my stretches in and all that jazz. So the more I stretch it, the better it is. I don't really know. Really, to be honest with you, what the heck it's doing, but I just needed to feel better. And it is feeling much better. He's been doing a lot of stuff on it at PT 2 to 3 times a week. But, yeah, I'm going to be in heels. I will be sitting for the dinner, and I'll be sitting for book signing. So, really, I only have to stand for the time that I will be behind the podium. So it won't be too bad. And then this week, on Thursday, we have our first IPR, that's in-process review, with Corvius, which means that we are getting really close to the field exercise battle buddies for Fort Bragg. We are currently 6 weeks out from our event. I sent the email to all the sponsors and supporters today. Very excited to see that go out. We are going to have so much fun. I'm so excited. I can hardly contain my excitement. And I think that maybe that will keep me from being nervous to present all this new content. Tell you what's going to make me really nervous is we're going to present this new content at Fort Meade in front of Star. That will make me nervous. Don't ask why. Anyhow, and that's about it. We probably ought to do the AWN happenings. We've been talking. I haven't been paying attention to time, and we got to get some stuff done here so we can get to David in time. So let's run our quick commercial here, and then we'll talk about a few hot topics from AWN.
Army Wives, it's not your grandma's army anymore.
The military, in this day and age, plays a whole different tune. Army Wife Network is listening. We are interactive empowerment for Army Wives. A network of Army Wives band together by the power of social media. Army Wives supporting each other by utilizing the array of resources available from military and civilian-led support systems. Here's what's going on at Army Wife Network this week.
At ease and check it out.
Okay, so we just have a few minutes. I want to breeze through some of this. But the general hot topic this week was, Paula said, the only thing I can say is wow, was the casket controversy. It was the military soldiers, they were Army, National Guard as a matter of fact, that took a picture with a draped coffin. Fortunately, there was no one in the coffin, but that still does not excuse their behavior. And so there was a big story on that. If you want to go look it up in the Army Times, we also will put that in our Twitter so you guys can see that one. There have been a couple of soldiers suspended over the controversy because of comments that they made on Facebook, but in my personal opinion, and that which I think can say is AWN's, is they all should be gone. Because it was absolutely ridiculous. I don't know if you've been followed. Did you follow that on Facebook this week?
I did. And then I saw another one from 2011, you know, just on another page today, something similar. I mean, just, I don't.
The lady put on Instagram, we put the fun in funeral. Seriously? Who are you? Oh, my gosh. Yeah, not cool. Not cool at all. Crazy, isn't it? That's just crazy.
It is. I'm refraining.
I know, right? You're like, oh, I'm just violent. I'm nice.
This is a family-friendly program.
All right, well, I'll let you do what's hot on AWN this week real quick, and then we can get on to our other stuff.
All right, hot on AWN this week is Mallory's blog, My AAR of This Deployment. Welcome home, Captain Mayor. In this blog, Mallory says, I like to reflect on major events in my life, both exciting and stressful, to figure out what I have learned through the process. There is no learning curve with each deployment, no matter how many you have been through. What are the five things she learned? Check out her blog on lovingasoldier.com to find out.
Yep, I liked how she did an after-action review. That made me laugh. It was very military. Go Mal. So our social media roundup each week, we choose Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest, YouTube, Instagram, and we talk about it. And this week, the resource of the week on the YouTube channel is what we're going to feature. It is Dave Ramsey's Financial Peace University, a military edition course. It's a 9-lesson DVD course, and it includes a workbook. And the great resource is awesome to add to your financial toolkit. Go check that out over at our YouTube, youtube.com/Army Wife Talk Radio, I believe. Oh, I'm getting in trouble for not knowing that one because I know it's not Army Wife Network. I think it might be youtube.com/AWTR, actually. Can you, one of you in the core team, confirm that for me? And then you'll see the resource of the week's over there, or you can also follow along on Facebook because we did post it over there to Facebook. And last but not least, it is public service announcement time. If you or your business has a military-related PSA, we limit these to one per show, and we ask for them 10 days in advance. You can email those to info, I-N-F-O, at armywifenetwork.com. Tonight, we have interactive online survivor benefit reports. For several years now, survivor benefit reports have been provided to surviving family members of service members who have died on active duty. Those reports illustrate benefits for everyone in the household from the Department of Defense, the Department of Veterans Affairs, and the Social Security Administration. Initial reports are posted on a secure website and are accessible to family members for up to 6 months from the date of the service member's death. Thereafter, the annual survivor benefits reports have been printed, and then they've been mailed to the survivors. But effective immediately, a new interactive online survivor benefits report will be available for survivors of all service members who have died on active duty and can be accessed 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. These new reports display not only all current and estimated future benefits, but they also allow survivors to input what-if type changes to family members' education statuses and plans, disability statuses, and marital statuses. This information is invaluable for a family's financial planning. To access these new reports, you're going to need to go to the DS login premium account and password. If you don't quite have that yet, I had to go figure out what it was today. DS login premium account, you can visit the Defense Manpower Data Center's website. When I went there, though, I don't want to tell you, be honest, when I went there, it gave me, because it's a secure site, it gave me a warning on my computer. So you may have to, it's okay if it does that. Click through there. But if you're not comfortable with that and you need assistance, then you should probably just contact the Family Assistance Support Team. Their phone number is 877-827-2471, or you can email them. Are you ready for this one? Oscar Sierra Bravo Romeo, OSBR, at AFSC.com. Okay, that's a really long one. That's a lot of letters. OSBR at AF, as in Frank, as in Foxtrot, SC.com. I'm going to be in trouble if I start making up new phonetic alphabet there. Okay, so that's it for our PSAs. Coming up next after these quick commercial breaks, we have our AWN News 6, Janet, this evening, bringing you our need-to-know news stories. So guys, stay tuned. We will be right back in just a few minutes.
For more than 140 years, the Armed Services YMCA has provided educational, recreational, and other support services to military families. The Armed Services YMCA takes care of the military so they can take care of us. This is General Norman Schwarzkopf. To find out how you can help support America's military families, visit asymca.org or call 1-800-597-1260.
Attention, Army Wives! Get your hoo-ah on in our Army Wife Network Marketplace. We've got perfect tees in many colors and sizes. Hats, bags, mugs, and more. Grab a little something for your Army bread, or show your AWN spirit by slapping a sticker on the back of your POV. Visit our shop from our homepage at www.armywifenetwork.com or find us on Cafe Press, www.cafepress.com/Army Wife Network. Hoo-ah!
It's time for the AWTR Live News 6 Report.
Our life, our family, our soldier, news you can use.
Now, with our headlines, it's our own AWN News 6.
Good evening, Army family. This is your News 6 Janet giving you your need-to-know news. We're keeping you up to date on how the budget battles in Congress may affect military families. Today, the Pentagon proposed the deepest and most far-reaching cuts to military compensation in the 40-year history of the all-volunteer force, explaining that such cuts are necessary in order to pay for more modern gear and high-tech weaponry. Some highlights of the Defense Department's budget proposal for fiscal 2015 include the first-ever rollback in basic allowance for housing, a military pay raise that would match last year's 1% hike, the lowest in the volunteer era, massive cuts to commissary subsidies, and potentially increased health care fees for both active duty families and retirees. Together, the proposals signal an end to a decade-plus wartime era of rising pay and benefits for troops. Even after the proposed cuts, military compensation would remain comparatively more generous than it was in the 1980s and 90s. But the Pentagon has never before sought to pare back existing benefits in the all-volunteer era. Moreover, personnel costs would be slashed further by significant reductions to the size of the force, including the smallest army since before the Second World War. Defense Secretary Chuck Hagel said the changes are part of an overarching decision to protect big-ticket programs and research projects by saving money on people. We choose to slow the growth of military compensation costs in ways that will preserve the quality of the all-volunteer force, but also free up critical funds needed for sustaining training, readiness, and modernization, Hagel said Monday at a briefing with reporters. We chose further reductions in troop strength and force structure in every military service, active and reserve, in order to sustain our readiness and technological superiority, and to protect critical capabilities like special operations forces and cyber resources, Hagel said. And in a related story, more information on cuts to the commissary budget. The long-feared cuts to military commissaries appears to be real. The Defense Department subsidy would drop from $1.4 billion annually to $400 million under a defense budget proposal the Obama administration plans to deliver to Congress next week, Pentagon officials announced on Monday. The commissary cut will be accomplished not by eliminating any commissary locations, but by reducing the amount of savings over civilian markets that service members enjoy. The cut will be phased in over several years. A recent study by Defense Commissary Agency, or DECA, found that using the commissary saves shoppers an average of 30.5% annually when compared to other stores off base. The savings would drop to about 10%, defense officials said in a briefing that covered all aspects of the 2015 defense budget, including hardware and military pay. I want to make a point that nobody's take-home pay is going to go down under this plan, and we are not closing commissaries, a senior military official said. It was unclear Monday whether savings would be sought by raising prices on some goods or whether there might be an increase in the store's 5% surcharge, long presented as a way to pay for commissary construction, equipment, and maintenance. According to a media report out last month, one plan under consideration was closing all but 24 rural stores stateside, while overseas stores would remain open. DECA operates 247 stores worldwide and was getting $1.4 billion annually in taxpayer funding. And in today's children's health news, eating a healthy diet, getting enough sleep, and being physically fit are important for student success in school, a new study suggests. When students' home and school environments support their physical health and well-being, they perform better academically, the researchers found. So programs in and out of the classroom to promote healthy behavior may be a smart investment. The study looked at survey results and district test scores of 940 fifth and sixth grade students attending 12 randomly selected schools in New Haven, Connecticut, a poor and ethnically diverse city. Researchers also assessed the students' physical fitness 3 to 6 months before they were tested, and again, after the scores of the standardized tests were released. Students with environments that supported their physical health were more likely to reach their target scores in reading, writing, and math. They were more than twice as likely to achieve this academic success than students whose environment supported their health the least, the investigators found. Those are your need-to-know news stories for this week. Stay tuned to the Army Wife Network Facebook page for updates throughout the week. This is your News 6, Janet, signing out.
You are a waste, a loser. Everyone hates you. Why don't you just stay in your car and keep driving? I'm serious. Drive until you run out of gas, then get out of your car and walk until you find someone who doesn't think you're dumber than bricks. Could take a while, but at least all that walking might burn a couple of calories.
You may not witness bullying like this every day. Your kids do. They want to help, but they don't know how. Visit StopBullying.gov to learn safe, simple ways your child can help stop bullying. Be more than a bystander at StopBullying.gov. A message from the Ad Council.
You're listening to Army Wife Talk Radio live here on the Army Wife Network. Our live show is broadcast every Monday night. Join us in our live chat room at blogtalkradio.com/AWTR. Missed the live show or just can't make it? Don't worry. AWTR is available in archived format 24/7 via our website, www.armywifenetwork.com, or on iTunes. It's interactive empowerment for Army Wives by Army Wives. Now, back to the show.
Welcome back to Army Wife Talk Radio. I'm your host, Tara Crooks.
And I'm your guest co-host, Wayne Perry. Tonight we have with us David Dusek. Sorry, David. Founder and executive director of Rough Cut Men Ministries. Rough Cut Men has a laser-focused mission of getting men to engage with each other at a real and authentic level in both a book and live format. And I can attest that it is a real and authentic level.
Through the use of major motion picture clips from Saving Private Ryan, the Gridiron Gang, I almost said, I don't even want to know, I'm not even going to tell you, Armageddon, and even Shrek, and Over the Hedge. Okay, I'm interested in how all those fit together. To name a few, men come away realizing that they're not the only ones that go through these challenges. We're pleased to welcome David to our show tonight and cannot wait to dig into this resource. David, are you there?
I certainly am.
Hello, hello. So I hear you were at a dinner party and you rushed out just for us.
I did. I actually left my wife, who's getting a ride home with somebody else, because
it was fine.
It was one of those things where, you know, with five kids in a ministry and just got to the point where I had to make a decision. And so she's good. She's having Boston cream pie and hanging out with friends.
Oh, well, that's not too bad of a consolation prize, I guess. But we really are excited to have you and thank her for letting you go for the evening for a little bit to hang with us.
She does that a lot more than I think most people realize. She's I was just say I married way above my pay grade.
Well, you know, that's what we spouses do. That's what we do. But I can tell you how many times that I've stayed somewhere to help Kevin out because he had to go on to do something different. That's just what we do. I bet you do the same for her.
All the time.
Absolutely. Well, tell us a little bit about yourself and your family. You mentioned you had five kids.
I do.
Where are you from?
I'm a Florida boy, so anyone listening north of about Atlanta is probably snowed in. I just came back from Chicago and Minneapolis the last couple of days, and really appreciated getting back into the almost 80-degree weather that we have here. So I'm a native Floridian and married to Joni, who's, an amazing woman. And I've got two biological children and three stepkids. We are a blended family.
Good stuff. You start off your website, David, with a question. And ironically, NASCAR has been Wayne's hot topic. Of what, the month?
We're not going there.
Well, anyhow, you start off with a question with, what do NASCAR, the United States military, and churches around the world have in common? That's the first thing I saw when you went to your website. I was like, that's really interesting. Now I got to read. You know, I thought, that's some good stuff right there, because it drew me in. So tell us, what do they have in common? What is Rough Cut Men? How did it get started?
Well, Rough Cut Men, well, first let me tell you that there are two things in common. Number one, there are men involved in NASCAR, the U.S. Military Academy, and churches around the world in the U.S. military. And that's really our target, is men. Rough Cut Men got its start. I was a coach, kind of a leadership coach, training consultant kind of guy traveling around Florida. And I got asked to keynote at a two-day men's weekend retreat. And I had been a kind of an out-of-the-textbook kind of a trainer doing a four-hour leadership course. So I was really kind of taken aback. But at the time, we had just embarked in ministry and really didn't have a way to eat a whole lot anymore. So it was one of these opportunities where they said, hey, we'll pay you to come and speak at this weekend retreat. So I got home and I said, you know, Joni, I have no idea what I'm going to talk about for two full days. I mean, I'm a leadership guy. I don't know what I could possibly bring to the table that would be an encouragement to men for 48 straight hours. And she said, why don't you use the movie clips that you've compiled? And what we had done, having five kids, it cost $90 to go eat at McDonald's. I'm sure some people know what I'm talking about. So going to the theater doesn't often come up at $10 a head. So we rent a lot of movies, and usually they've been out for a while, and they're cheap on DVD, and so that's what we were doing. And as my wife and I and the kids would watch movies, certain man lessons, I guess, for want of a better term, would show up on the screen, and I'd jot them down on a legal pad. And so I had this long legal pad of different movie clips, and so that's what we did. It's basically I took all those clips, and I put some filler in the middle of it and built a topical kind of a coaching training manhood weekend around these movie clips, which ultimately over the course of the last 7.5, 8 years almost, it was the genesis of what became Rough Cut Men, which is what we have today, which is really a weekend experience or even a one-day experience where we tie Hollywood action movies, real-world current events, stories of failed men. A little bit of my personal story mixed in because I'm a train wreck, just like most guys. And then we incorporate biblical truth in there, too, because that's really our plumb line of manhood is what the Bible says as our ministry is built.
You know, David, you're talking about how you're using movie clips, and I think, you know, a really good illustration of it is summed up in one word, and that word is freedom. You know, I know that for me and most likely you and a lot of us guys, in the movie Braveheart, you know, there's so much that we get from when he just yells freedom.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, that is, you know, to sum up, you know, the Rough Cut Men for me, it's that freedom I find in it. You know, so, you know, I want you to tell us about your objective and purpose with Rough Cut Men. I was mentioning earlier that guys typically are loners and they try to do things by themselves, you know, and I think that's one of the reasons why a lot of male military spouses have trouble because they're doing things on their own. You know, so if we're naturally wired that way, you know, how are you reaching these guys? You know, what is the objective and your purpose?
Well, the objective and purpose are kind of, you know, the purpose is to get guys talking to each other, Wayne. I mean, honestly, you're right. You hit the nail on the head when you said, you know, we're isolated. You've heard all the phrases, you know, I pulled myself up by my bootstraps. I got this. I'm a self-made man. And that's all just a big fat lie because, you know,
I can't
again, the plumb line being scripture, the Bible says very clearly that we're to pity the man who falls and has no one to help him up. And I think our culture has bred men who will put on a plastic smile or, you know, a fake face and get through whatever the day brings. Say, hey, yeah, my marriage is great, everything's fine. You know, you walk up to a guy, hey, how you doing? Automatically you'll get an I'm great or an I'm fine. And again, we know that, you know, being a guy and you're a guy, that's just a big fat lie. And we've got stuff that's going on in our lives. And our real objective is to create a playing field that's level. And I know you've experienced it through the book with the group that we're doing online. But the goal is for guys to realize, hey, you know, I'm not the only guy that's just getting my butt kicked right now. You know, I can't pay my mortgage. Or, you know, when I get home, I may find that my wife has put all my stuff out on the front porch, or, you know, to get even crazier, I'm wildly addicted to internet pornography, or the things that really hit men that they'll never talk about to anybody else. The mission and the objective of our ministry is to create a playing field that's level and a comfort level where there's trust established, where a guy can pick up the phone at 2 o'clock in the morning and he knows that on the other end of the phone, another guy is going to pick up and say, "Are you okay?" And I think that we really need to integrate that back into manhood, because I have a guy like that in my life, and honestly, without him, I can't count the number of times that I would have crashed and burned. You know, and as a side note, I was at the Warrior Transition Battalion in Europe just last week, and the pain on the faces of the men who had non-visible injuries, that a lot of them were done. Their military careers were over because of trauma that they'd received downrange. And to get those guys linked up, you know, the same concept of covering another man six when you're in combat, we need to model that same thing as men in culture, because when the careers are over, whether they're military or just marketplace, we've got to have men around us that will support us, encourage us, and even rebuke us or tell us when we're being an idiot, because, I mean, men need that as well. And that's really our principal objective, is to get men to be gut-level real with each other.
Well, now you know
I think it's worth mentioning, you know, because we're talking about, you know, a lot of guys who get their butts kicked, you know, and for me, you know, the Rough Cut Men, the book, and I'm sure the online experience or the in-person experience is the same thing. It's not just for the guys who are getting their butt kicked, you know, it's building us up so that we can be able to kick butt for the guy who's getting his butt kicked, you know.
That's right.
It's building each other up. It's strengthening each other. Not every one of us is going with the same thing at the same time. So we're using this thought process, you know, to build each other as well. And I think I want to get that out there so that people don't think, oh, this is a pity book, because it's building warriors. I mean, that's really what this book is doing here, and the ministry itself.
You know, David, that's a tall order. As I'm listening to that, I'm going, yeah, women would naturally, I mean, the women that are listening right now are probably just thinking, well, how hard can this be? You know, we do this all the time. We do, but men don't. And think about your spouse, ladies, and think about how much it took him to even open up to you. I'm Kevin's best friend. I mean, he would tell me anything, I would hope, but he has very few male friends. And they don't hang together like we hang together. And he makes fun of me all the time for the stupid stuff that we talk about in our group. He's like, "You guys share everything. That's just weird." You know,
well,
it's so
really
weird.
Funny. You know, I think about a time when our kids were younger. Now they're, you know, 22, ranging down to 16. But at the time, you know, it was a time when they had friends that would come over, and dad would drop the kid off, and we'd do one of those head nod things that guys do, and maybe do a fist pound, and I'd say, you know, "What time are you coming to get her?" And he'd say, "Oh, 5:30," and that was it. I don't know the guy from a hole in the head, and he would leave. And later on in the evening, about 5:30, Mama would come to pick the girl up, and my wife has never met this woman, and they would be standing by her front door for 6, 7, 8 hours talking about absolutely everything. So inherently, women and men are just, I mean, it's not Mars and Venus. It's like, you know, the Sun and Pluto as far as it's just
completely
as
different.
Concerned.
I think it's hard for us to understand as women that, you know, that you would need that connection. And I think for men, they're like, "Oh, you guys are weird. Why would I want to be like that?" So to get somebody to open up is a huge order. So tell us really quick, we got a couple minutes for us to go to break here, but I want to know, okay, so you go out on this mission. I love that it was told, like, by chance, that all this came out of something not on purpose. I think that is just the coolest thing. But now you're to this point and you're like, okay, now let's integrate with the military. Why? Why the military?
Well, that's a great question. It was one of those things where I don't want to be in the church nearly as much as I'm outside the church, because there's 6 other days of the week where you find men. And so I've really felt led to be in the marketplace and working with NASCAR teams, which was a crazy door that opened for us. And then I developed a partnership with Officers Christian Fellowship and got invited to West Point and Quantico and the U.S. Naval Academy. And I really, because I'm just a guy's guy and I just have such a passion for combat, you know, as Wayne said, it's a warrior thing, I really felt like that was an arena for us to be in. We got invited to South Korea, and we were U.S. Army garrison in Yongsan in Seoul in 2012, and it just happened to be Suicide Awareness Month. And all the time on the Armed Forces Network, I kept seeing these, call this 800 number if you're concerned about, you know, if you're thinking about hurting yourself. I'm like, you know, there isn't one self-respecting officer or enlisted guy in the Army that's going to feel so bad that he's going to give up his career and his retirement to call this 800 number and possibly have to resign a commission. And so he's just going to deal with it on his own like men do. And there's got to be a way to reach more soldiers, because the soldiers, for me, is a perfect audience, because they already have the concept of our warfare is spiritual warfare. We have an enemy that the Bible says wants to steal, kill, and destroy. These guys are already trained as men to cover each other. And so it's just a matter of saying, look, this has got to continue through the rest of your life. And I'm able to use the vernacular that a soldier is used to reach them in a very effective way outside of, you know, their Army career, and to apply scripture to it so that they say, you know, there's really something to this. And so it just, the door just kept opening. I mean, we were at Ansbach in Germany last week. We're headed to our second time to Fort Hood with the 1st Cav Division. I mean, God just keeps putting us in different arenas with the military, and I'm one of those guys that's like, you know, I put my hand up and say, God, send me wherever you want me to go, and I just get on a plane and show up. And it's really been more military lately than anything, because I just have such a heart for the guys. I really do. I have a man crush on people like Lieutenant Colonel Hal Moore. You know, I mean, it's just the way I am. I just love what they do, and I know how important it is to have healthy families, and I believe if you fix a man, you can fix a family.
Good stuff.
And for those who didn't know, Lieutenant Colonel Hal Moore, that David mentioned he has a man crush on, that's we were soldiers. So, you know, that's pretty neat following David as he's gotten to have that experience with Lieutenant Colonel.
That is pretty neat. I bet that maybe came from all that movie experience, which we wanted to talk to you about before we went on to the to a quick break here, but it basically, Rough Cut Men movie experience has, you basically have put this experience together with these movies you talked about. There's a lot more to it we're going to talk about after the break, but where has this experience been presented, and who did you work with?
Well, I've presented it at Joe Gibbs Racing at their NASCAR Sprint Cup shop in Huntersville, North Carolina, several times. Worked with, like I mentioned, I've been to West Point, the U.S. Military Academy. I've been to Marine Corps Base Quantico, the Naval Academy. I've got a couple things I'm working on right now that are onboard ships, the Nimitz being one of them. There's another smaller ship out of Little Creek up in Virginia. So we may actually be moving onto floating bases, which I don't know if my stomach's going to do well with that. I guess we'll have to figure that out when we get there. And then I've worked with literally every church denomination that any listener in the world could throw at me. We've been with every major Christian denomination and men's conference in the United States. So we've been a lot of places. I also work with Teen Challenge, which is a residential Christ-centered one-year drug recovery program. And I work with about 22 of those centers around the country as well. So like I said, I'm out of the church a lot more than I'm in the church because that's where I find more men. I really do.
You know, you're right, because you get out there and you network with them. I mean, I know that men do like to network. That's true. I mean, I have seen a lot of successful networking businessmen, and that's kind of what you're doing, is getting out there and really finding them, because, like you said, they're not going to pick up the phone and find you. So that's
good
stuff.
No, and Tara, they're all walking wounded. I mean, I don't mean to say they're all walking wounded. I mean, we're all walking wounded. You know, there's something that's always attacking men. There's something that's always burdensome on men. If it's whether it's a honey-do list or something relational. You know, I've got issues with an adult child. I mean, there's always something that's attacking men, and men need appropriate cover fire. They need some guys with them that, you know, we can put our NASCAR and our favorite football team conversations down long enough to really, you know, walk through the particular valley together, and that's our mission.
David, you're very inspiring. Hey, we have to take a quick break, but I want to get more from you because, I mean, this is good stuff, really good stuff. I'm repeating myself, but seriously, it is. I want to remind our listeners, don't forget the AWN Core team has some fun discussion that's taking place over there at Twitter chat. You can use the hashtag ArmyWife to participate, and, of course, we're talking with David's team at RoughCutMen. When we come back, though, we're going to talk about what you feel, David, is the mission of RCM within the military, and what we, how we integrate it more, and then the other parts of Rough Cut Men as well, because it's not just a movie experience. So if you'll stick with us, we'd like to talk more about that.
Fantastic.
Sounds great. Okay, guys, we'll be back with more Army Wife Talk Radio in just a moment.
Love where you live. When you move into a Corvius home, you'll find more than just convenient on-post housing at 7 Army installations across the country. You'll also find fun family events, upscale fitness centers, resort-style pools, and more. Our award-winning customer service, 24-hour maintenance, and smiling faces are just waiting to welcome you. Love your next home at CorviusMilitaryLiving.com. That's CorviusMilitaryLiving.com.
Making new resolutions in January is a good thing, but keep it simple. This is a Defending Your Cash Minute from InCharge Education Foundation and MilitaryMoney.com. Many think big in the new year and come up with a long list of goals and plans for making improvements in their work, health, finances, and family lives. J.J. Montanaro, a certified financial planner practitioner at USAA, says it's good to think big, but to increase your odds of success, try focusing on one big thing this year instead. Many can pinpoint one thing that could make a big difference in their financial life if they could just pull it off. It may be tackling debt load, creating a budget and spending plan, or starting a savings plan. Once you've picked your goal, decide what defines success for you and your family, and together map out how you're going to get it done. Simple or complex, you definitely need to have the whole team paddling in the same direction, and then execute. You should have a much better chance of making your 2014 goals a reality. This Defending Your Cash Minute is made possible by USAA. USAA offers a suite of financial services online at USAA.com.
Want more? ArmyWifeNetwork.com offers discussion boards, military family resources, Loving a Soldier blog, and much, much more. Tell your friends about AWN with our interactive tools. Visit us online at ArmyWifeNetwork.com. ArmyWifeNetwork.com. Interactive empowerment for Army wives.
All righty, guys, welcome back to the show. We're talking tonight with David Dusek, founder of and executive director, Lord, of Rough Cut Men. Before we went to break, David was telling us about how Rough Cut Men has been presented and the partners with which he has worked. So now what I want to know from you is kind of we ask about why the military, and you told us, but what do you feel is the actual mission within the military specifically? Is it different from your main Rough Cut Men mission altogether, or...
You know, that's a great question, and honestly, if people ask me all the time, you know, how do you change it up from a NASCAR team versus a battleship? And, you know, really, I mentioned at the beginning that men are men, you know, irrespective of where we are, so I don't have to do a whole lot of changes when it comes to doing a live presentation in front of a group of military guys. In fact, I actually, you know, I've been doing it long enough now that I speak the language, and unfortunately, when I go into a non-military situation, I'm using a 24-hour clock, and I lose people right away, or I use words like downrange or outside the wire. These guys have no idea what I'm talking about. But when I'm with military, they, you know, combat soldiers and infantry, and these guys understand that. So, I mean, the specific mission of our ministry would be twofold. But obviously, bringing the live movie experience into the chaplain corps, wherever we can. You know, I know the PWOC has gotten behind us in a lot of places. I saw we were on one of the PWOC Protestant Women of the Chapel's Facebook pages. So we're building some momentum getting within the chaplain corps. The great thing is we've also got support of some guys that are in command, which tends to make things move a lot quicker in trying to get onto particular posts to bring the event in. But specifically, honestly, my vision, my dream, the whole purpose of why I do what I do is to help guys that are struggling. You know, and we're talking about guys that in the Army have dealt with things that have seen things that the average guy hasn't seen, and that the wives haven't seen, you know, that they carry with them. I have a good friend who was in Mogadishu, who suffers from PTSD, and there's been a number of times where he's just wanted the movie to end, is what he says. You know, I'm tired of seeing the same graphic movie since 1993, and oftentimes the only way for them to end that is to get into drugs or alcohol or even suicide, which is the big passion that I have. But he knows that he can reach out to me, and he's got a couple other guys that he can, and we have managed to talk the man off the ledge, you know, a few times. And I believe every guy needs that, especially these guys that have been deployed multiple times or that are deployed. My dream is to literally be at a forward operating base in Afghanistan shooting movies on the side of a tent with a couple of really bad computer speakers. I mean, that's something that I pray about all the time, that God will actually send us to Region Command South at Kandahar City or somewhere where we can really do it with the guys that are in combat. But that's really, you know, to be as non-specifically specific as I can. I see great value in this. I've gotten tremendous feedback from guys, from command chaplains, and from just soldiers at the benefit of being connected to other guys. And when we bring those walls of apprehension and mistrust down, and guys realize that they're all in this together, amazing things happen, not just within a particular fire team or a particular platoon, but for the rest of their lives. They become friends and then endures.
And David, we keep talking about the live event, but you've also got this book, and that's the only thing I have any knowledge of with Rough Cut Men is the book you wrote. So, you know, tell us, you know, the live event ultimately became a book by the same name. So
yeah.
Is the book like your live event?
Well, I Wayne, you haven't seen a live event, you're missing out, dude. But that's just, well, eventually we're going to get there. You know, you and I were on opposite ends of the country, but eventually we're going to get that.
We will get there.
One of them. My passion's always been the live event, but I've also been, you know, a blogger and a writer, and a funny thing happened. I was hanging out with a publisher one day, and he said, you know, you blog really well. I like what you write. Have you ever thought about writing a book? And it was another one of those crazy holy accidents, I guess we'll call it, Tara. It was one of those just sort of came together. And I said no, and I decided I'd start to write the book, and I literally wrote about a chapter a day, and the book literally is the live event. I mean, it is, minus the actual video itself, it is all the content, all the discussion questions, all of the movies are spelled out. I cast, you know, a vision or write a visual illustration through words of particular clips, and all guys are familiar with all these movies anyway. And turned this thing into a 23-chapter book, and I write like I speak. So, I mean, I know, Wayne, you can probably attest to that. It's one of those things where it's very short. You know, chapters are 3-4 pages each. Questions with 3 or 4 that a guy could do by himself. I prefer it if they do it in a group because it's what creates authentic conversation and it develops trust. And as you do that, I believe that the more time guys spend together, the more they'll trust each other. Guys are like this. I mean, if – The longer I hang out with you and you don't burn me, the more I'm going to trust you. And, you know, and then unfortunately, if some guy does burn another guy, then he throws the baby out with the bathwater and never trusts anybody again. But the more men spend time together and develop trust, they'll develop a relationship. And that relationship will get deeper, and it will get into hotter topics, you know, topics that are important to guys. And so the live event and the book literally accomplish the same thing, just in two very different methods. I mean, they're almost virtually identical, spot on.
I have the book. I gave it to my husband. He took it into the office. I said, read this and then lay it out till somebody finds it. <He's> like, yes, ma'am. That's what we do. We just lay it out there. Don't say anything about it. Just leave it there till somebody picks it up. That's the way it is. So what has the feedback been on the book? It was positive here at my
feedback.
House.
The feedback has been, I mean, there's no greater resource for feedback than a guy who's actually read it, and we got a guy on the, you know, on this program with us that has. But, I mean, I've been stunned, to be honest with you, because when you write something and you read it and you edit it and you reread it and you proof it, by the time it's kind of like eating spaghetti every day for 3 or 4 weeks in a row. You don't ever want to see another plate of spaghetti as long as you live. So by the time a book is done, you're pretty much overseeing all the words in that book. But there, for the people that are seeing it for the first time, the feedback's been amazing, really humbling, to be honest with you, because I don't fancy myself to be a writer. Guys saying, you know, I finished it in two sittings. It's an easy read. This book is a must-read for all men, young and old. It's written in such a way that it's like David sitting next to you, I'm reading this, sitting right next to you, sharing his life. And, you know, this afternoon I purchased a copy for my friends. The sales have been great. You know, we've got multiple outlets to do that, but I won't touch on that, I guess, probably at the end of the show. But it's been nothing short of first and foremost, humbling, and secondly, I think, really just astounding to get these emails and Facebooks and things. It's like, are you sure you read my book, man? but it's been great.
Well, David, tell us, what's next for Rough Cut Men? And then we're going to have to wrap up because it is getting past the time. But tell us, what do you have going on next for Rough Cut Men?
Well, if you want the literal, next this coming weekend I'm in Houston, Texas. The following weekend I'll be in St. Petersburg. And then I'll be at Fort Hood. I'll be in Portland and Seattle, which you know about because you're at JBLM. Next for Rough Cut Men is another book. It's underway right now, and it's 12 Core Principles of Spiritual Leadership Learned in the Valley of Idrang, which is, again, the whole Hal Moore, We Were Soldiers story. I've had, an amazing opportunity to meet most of the men that were in that battle. In Vietnam in November of 1965. So that's our next big book project. And then we're speaking probably somewhere between 80 and 100 times a year right now. I'd like to see that kick up a little bit. And you know, my mission right now is, one of the reasons why I'm so thankful to be on your program is to get the word out, not only for the book, but also for the live event, to get to the chaplain corps, to get to the Army wives, because it's not just a man spouse, male spouse thing. It's also, you know, there are a lot of Army wives that are listening right now that that have husbands, that have men in their lives that could really benefit from having a battle buddy in life, not just a battle buddy downrange, but a battle buddy every day.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I agree with that, David, absolutely. You know, do you ever stay home and go to McDonald's for $90 with those five kids? How do you speak 80 to 100 times?
The five kids are all over the place now. We've got two in college. We've got one out of the house. We've got one that's special needs that is probably always going to be at home. And then we have a sophomore who is at a military academy, so he's so busy, he's never home with his job and everything else. And I'm honestly, I'm home Monday through Friday typically every week, and I have the blessing and the privilege to be able to work right here in my living room with the family
that's
all around
good.
Me, and I travel on the weekends. Yeah.
I know that traveling, it can kick your butt someday, so definitely.
That was a lot.
I was like, whoo, man, that's a lot of speaking. All right, well, we have to wrap, but where can our listeners go to find out more information?
Well, that's great. Our website is roughcutmen.org, and the book is available on the right banner. You can buy it right on our website. You can also find it on Amazon, but what I would encourage you to do if you're going to go buy it is if you buy it through our website, 100% of the book sale goes right back into our military field mission. Because,
I mean,
we heard the news about the cuts and everything else. Chaplain Corps suffering as well, and in order for us to get where we're going, we underwrite a lot of it ourselves. So, those book sales go right into our military mission. In the live event, you can also contact me on the contact page at www.roughcutmen.org. And the Facebook page, got to follow our Facebook page because I put up some pretty cool guy movies and inspiration every day. I do that five times a day.
I like that. I'll have to go like the Facebook page right now. As a matter of fact,
do that. You can find the links for both the Twitter. You can find links for Twitter and Facebook right on the homepage of our website.
Good stuff. Okay. Well, thank you so much for taking time out. Tell your wife thank you. I hope she enjoyed her Boston cream pie.
Oh,
we appreciate you taking time with us.
I'm behind closed doors right now.
All right. Well, go give her a hug. And thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you. God bless you both.
All right. Thanks. Good night, David.
Thanks, David.
Good night.
Congratulations to our winners in our Twitter party chat. Next week is March 3rd, 2014. And on our show, we are going to feature Army spouse Vivian Carrasco, I think. Carrasco? Ooh, I'm going to be in trouble. I'm going to have to figure that one out, aren't I? And we're going to be talking about learning how to handle life's interruptions. So you're not going to miss that one because we know that military life is full of those interruptions, right?
Absolutely. And in the meantime, though, join us on armywifenetwork.com, any of our social media outlets such as Facebook, Twitter, and Pinterest, or catch up with one of many of our bloggers sharing the journey at www.lovingasoldier.com.
Thanks, Wayne, for hanging out with me tonight. Great interview.
Thanks for having me, Tara. It was awesome. I miss you.
Aw, we miss you, too. Talk to you soon. Guys, this
Alrighty,
is Interactive
bye-bye.
Empowerment Interactive Empowerment for Army Wives by Army Wives, and this is Army Wife Network's core team plus our Army Wife dude signing out.
The views and opinions expressed in our show are personal. Army Wife Talk Radio is in no way affiliated with the Department of Defense or any other branch of the armed services, and inclusion in our show does not reflect endorsement by the DOD, any local government, or their agencies. Thank you for listening, and be sure to tune in again next week for another informative edition of Army Wife Talk Radio.